Well, they're quickly becoming the entertainers of the National Rugby League. Nothing stodgy about the play we're seeing from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and they take on, well, big challenges, isn't it, up against the North Queensland Cowboys this weekend. Their coach, Anthony Seibold, joins us on the line. G'day, Anthony.
Yeah, g'day, TK. G'day, Loz. Hope you guys are well.
Yeah, we are, mate. You'd be pretty happy with what you've achieved so far. I know it's early days, mate.
Oh, listen, we have, you know, we've shown some improvement, TK, but certainly not content or comfortable, I suppose. You know, got another good challenge this weekend against the Cowboys up here. So they're a pretty desperate footy team. So, you know, we got up here last night. We'll have our final preparation this morning, and that's sort of our next focus.
Yeah, you're always hard, Mark, as NRL coaches, Soups. What's, you know, the area of the game that you'd like to see improvement this week?
Oh, probably a little bit in and around our defence, Loz. I think, you know, we were quite good defensively against the Dragons last week. You know, we had good line speed and, you know, our first contact was pretty good. But just probably consistency across the game. I think we probably played in spurts, you know, in each of the games. Even the games that we've lost, you know, we've had some really good periods of the game. But just a little bit more consistency across our defensive line is an area that it's a work on for us.
Mate, I've got to ask you. What have you done to switch on, not Sam Burgess, but the Burgess boys? They've been a revelation this year. They've found their best form.
Yeah, they're playing consistent footy, TK. I think you know, one thing that we did do was just change up the way that they train, both in the gym and on the field during the pre-season. You know, I just thought they, you know, needed to, you know, have a sort of an individual approach to both those boys. You know, often they sort of get grouped together as twins, they often do. But, you know, we took an individualised approach to both the boys. And, you know, so far they've certainly shown some consistency in the early rounds. But, you know, I keep challenging them with, you know, their next job is the most important job. So, you know, big task up against Tumalala and Matt Scott and those guys tomorrow night. So, yeah, so far they've been very consistent for us, and we need them to be going forward as well.
Soups, I love the way that South Sydney attack. What's the difference between the attacking structure this year compared to the last couple?
Loz, you know, I sort of spent a fair bit of time over the off-season having to think about how we wanted to sort of change up our attack, and probably the biggest thing was just moving away from a really structured approach to sort of a principle-based approach, mate. So just, you know, we looked at how we can create a little bit more momentum, you know, with our play the balls, and off the back of that, try and get the you know, the key players in our halves and our fullback with their hands in the footy a little bit more. So that, I think that was probably the main thing we looked at. But yeah, certainly, I didn't want to lock the guys in too much with structure. You know, we've got some really instinctive players, like, you know, Cody Walker and Damian Cook. So as I said, you know, we sort of spoke about the principles of creating momentum and applying pressure off the back of that. And yeah, as I said, you know, we've improved, but you know, we're still a long way from being the finished product.
Yeah, you talk about Damian Cook being a real revelation this year as your number one hooker. He's been very impressive. Obviously, he's been spoken about as potentially a State of Origin player this year. But I suppose it's ongoing with the evolution of the South Sydney team, with Cook getting out of dummy half. You've got to have that balance about with playing flat and playing with a bit of depth, because when Cook picks it up and goes, you want people to go with him, don't you?
Yeah, certainly. You know, his biggest weapon is his speed, and everyone probably can clearly see that. So he brings a couple of different strengths to some other hookers in the game. You know, we just try to make it a little bit you know, simpler for Cookie this year. You know, be really decisive. He's either going to run or he's going to pass. And, you know, as you say, Loz, you know, we need to make sure that we've got some push around him, because, you know, he does spark out of dummy half pretty quickly, and we need some push, you know, when he does leave the dummy half position.
You can't beat it, because it all happens from dummy half. Should he play Origin?
Well, certainly, you know, I'd love to see him play Origin, because you know, you always want players from the club that you coach at being recognised for their good form, and if one or two of our players do get recognised, TK, it means that, you know, we're playing some sound footy. So yeah, I'd love to see Cookie you know, get an opportunity. In saying that, you know, there's some other guys who have been really consistent as well, but you know, all I keep talking to Cookie about is his next job is his most important job. So it starts with our session today, and then you know, if he continues to be consistent, then I'm sure that Bradford will look at him.
What about Sam Burgess, mate? I think he's the best forward in the game. He has spent a bit of time on the sideline. Does he have to change the way he approaches the game? Because he's, you know, obviously no good to you sitting on the sideline.
Yeah, certainly, Loz. You know, I agree with you. I think Sam is, you know, in my opinion, the best forward in the game at the moment. You know, you're right, but we don't want him sitting on the sideline. I think if you look at the incidents that he's been suspended for this year, there hasn't been a trend, if that makes sense. So, one was for the contact on Morris, and then the other one was a careless tackle on Caesar. So, if there was a trend in the game where he was getting suspended, then certainly you'd look to make some changes. But one of Sam's strengths, his intent and his aggression and the way he plays the game. I think if you ask any coach, Loz, and you've done a lot of coaching too, mate, you'd rather have Sammy in your team than playing against him, that's for sure.
I don't know how you're going to sleep, mate, because eventually everyone thinks, and I'm one of them, that eventually the Cowboys are going to have to play well. They're 14th on the table. Are you worried that they could just strike form against you guys?
Well, certainly, they've had a mixed start of the season. There's no doubt about that. But, knowing Paul Green, knowing the quality of players they got there, they'll be very well prepared. We're under no illusion about the task at hand. We've come up a day earlier than what we normally do because, we know the Cowboys have had a long turnaround. And one thing I know about, the group that they've got there is that there's plenty of quality. You saw that in their run to the grand final last year now. For whatever reason, there's been some inconsistency in their game. But if you looked 2 weeks ago against Penrith, they led 20-0. And Penrith are coming, second on the table at the moment. So, under no illusions about the task, I think, the Cowboys have had the wood over the Rabbitohs in recent years. So it's been challenging when we've come up here in the past, but it's a new year. So, prepare well and try and, play consistent footy tomorrow night.
Now, Siebes, it's a very well-balanced side, the Rabbitohs. And there was some talk at the start of the year about, Greg Inglis, when he gets fit, moving back to fullback. But, Alex Johnson's going so well in the foreseeable future, you would think that Greg will stay in the centres. Would that be right?
Yeah, I think so, Loz. We've got some stability in the team at the moment. I think, as you said, Alex has done a terrific job at fullback. He's worked really hard on his defence in particular. He's always had that speed. But as you know, Loz, your fullback's almost like your defensive captain. Yeah. And if they don't get their role, right, and if they don't do their job there, you can struggle defensively. So Alex has done a lot of work in and around that space. Our left side have been performing pretty consistently. Mm. So, I'm pretty loath to make a change for change's sake. And obviously with the Origin coming up as well, Loz, Greg's going to be away with Queensland. And, I think just for the stability of the team at the moment, it's the best fit for us. And Greg's comfortable with that as well.
Mate, as a former assistant there at Queensland, and he's your captain, Greg Inglis, by the way, you'd endorse him as skipper for Queensland?
I certainly will. I see his leadership in and around the Rabbitohs. We're really fortunate. We've got three really strong leaders in Greg, Sam and John Sutton. But he's been exceptional this year. He's been a great help to me, Greg. As any coach knows, that your senior players and your leadership group certainly drive a lot of the standards and what you're trying to do. You empower your leaders, and Greg's been outstanding. So I'd really endorse him to be the captain. But again, it's Kevy's decision. And, hopefully, Greg does get recognised, but I'm sure he's going to be in the team in any case.
Yeah, Supes, we wish you all the best on Saturday night taking on the Cowboys, mate. You've done a tremendous job so far, and we wish you all the best for the rest of the season.
Yeah, thanks, Loz. Great to chat.